B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings and Ahmad the Amazing. Call us at 877-591-9696. We want to hear, when did you run into somebody that you hooked up with? Maybe it was when you were with somebody new. Maybe it was when you were with your mother. And you're like, oh, God, this is awkward.
And I don't want to see him.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. We want to hear your story because Ahmad the Amazing has one. Yay.
Okay.
How are you already running into people that you've hooked up with? You've barely been here.
Are we slut shaming?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But where were you?
It is fascinating because a lot of things are at play here. Ahmad has been in a relationship for 6 years?
Yes.
And has lived here for 9 months or something like that?
That's a long time.
But the interesting thing here is that Ahmad and his boyfriend are in an open relationship, but they don't necessarily discuss all their...
We're not like, hey, guess what I just did.
As you shouldn't, I think.
Some people are into that. I'm not. But we were at Ravenswood Fest last weekend, and we're walking through the gate. I immediately clock one of the old flings, we'll say. And I try to walk past.
You tried to act like you didn't know him?
Well, yes.
And that's awkward anyway.
Yeah, we were having a little date day. I was going to watch a listener's band, and we're watching the band. And then he makes like a move to come in front of us and like dance in front of us and stuff. I'm like, let's go get lemonade. Oh. And so we go get lemonade. And as we're walking away, I hear Ty. That's the fake name I give guys.
Well, don't say it now.
Hold on. This is breaking news.
Yeah, Ty.
Ty?
Hey, I'm Ty. I'm from Texas.
Texas Ty.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
And so I'm like, and obviously my boyfriend doesn't, he's like, who's Ty? Anyways, let's get this lemonade.
Yeah. You're like, no, let's go.
And so we ignore the guy, watch a performance, I go home, I get that text. Wow, you couldn't say hey to me? I get you were with your boyfriend, but dang.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, oh, God. I was like, what did we have to talk about? I ghosted you like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. You know what? At that point, I would have texted, who's this?
Honestly?
You should have. That would have been a great response.
That would have been great.
Wow.
Or you could, not me giving you the worst advice,
no,
gaslight
please.
And be like, what are you talking about?
I didn't even see you.
I was home the whole time.
He saw Ty.
Yeah, he saw Ty from Texas.
Ty from Texas, Ty.
Is there a reason that you give that alias?
Yes, but I don't want to say on the air.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right.
But at least you saw him and you ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was awkward.
It'd be like that.
Mm-hmm. Holly's here in Chicago and has a story. When did you run into somebody that you once hooked up with? 877-591-9696. What's your story, Holly?
I was on a date with a guy that I've been seeing for a while, and the waiter at the restaurant ended up being the last guy that I hooked up with before dating this person.
Wait a minute. Not just somebody that you hooked up with, the last guy that you hooked up with before dating this man.
Correct.
Oh, did he make it awkward and or obvious that he had seen you naked before?
No, he didn't. And I was like, I don't know why, but you're being a girl's girl right now. And I'm so glad.
Oh, my God. So did you say to this guy that you're dating, like, hey, I know the waiter? Or did you just, you and the waiter, just Oscar-worthy performance the whole thing and act like you didn't know each other?
We absolutely acted like we did not know each other. And that it was hard for me, but, like, it worked. So wow.
I was about to ask, Holly, be real. Were you getting some flashbacks?
How could I not?
All right. Who's better, the waiter? Did he serve it up? Or the guy that you're dating?
Oh, definitely the guy I'm dating.
Okay,
good.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the answer you're supposed to give, girl. But between you and me, I know.
No, that's the real answer.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amadi Amazing is just like running into guys that he's hooked up with before while he's with his boyfriend.
Awkward.
It's just like running into guys. You make it sound like it's so many.
You both are.
Just running into guys left and right.
Left and right.
Well, then he sees him in public and then they send a text. What did it say?
He's like, wow, well, you can say hi. I get you were with your boyfriend.
That's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
That is giving... Where my hug at?
Yeah.
Or it's giving, I'm about to hop in the shower without me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That's so funny. When did you run into somebody that you hooked up with and it was super awkward? 877-591-9696. Eddie in Ravenswood, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, has a story.
So this was way back before I was even engaged, you know, back in my, the days of still having hair on my head.
Oh, wow. Okay, so before you had a girlfriend even.
Yeah, these were during my Tinder days.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
You know, doing the swipes, hooked up with someone. It was nice. Maybe about 3 months had passed after this. You know, obviously we ghosted each other.
Sure.
Obviously.
Ran into each other. Yeah, obviously. We saw each other at the gym.
Oh.
And we both kind of locked eyes and said, why do I know you from some place? Then I realized who she was. And kind of just chatted up with her again. And one thing led to another. We hooked up again right after that. So it was, you know, a sweaty gym sex. Here we go.
Did she ever know that you couldn't really place how you knew her? I would be so offended if
somebody didn't remember that.
If I gave my all to a performance. And then you're like, oh, did I watch that movie? Yes, you did. And you loved it. All the way to the end.
You know, she did do that to me, but I... kind of threw on the Eddie charm and kind of weaved my way back into her. Whoops.
Yeah. Eddie charm.
Weaseled. That's terrible. Wait, so what happened after that? Did you guys ghost each other again or?
Yeah, I have not seen this person since. Honestly, couldn't even tell you her name.
Wouldn't recognize her if you saw her at the gym.
It's always the gym.
At least you did run into her and there was that open communication to come back.
It was real open.
Well, yes.
You know what? I didn't spend my single days in Chicago, so the chances of me ever running into anybody that I had sex with, besides my wife, is very slim.
You know,
they would have to be on vacation or something.
When I first moved to Chicago, I had a boyfriend. So for years, I was like, I've never even hooked up with anyone here.
Oh, I remember this.
And then now, I go to Run Club and I'm like, why are you here? Go to a different one. What are you doing later?
There is a conclusion on the story about the Cubs fans where one smacked another one during the national anthem. I think this happened on Sunday. Sunday's game against the Minnesota Twins, which I was at that game.
Oh, and you didn't know that there was chaos happening behind
you. No, you can never tell all the chaos that's happening. So what was happening, there was a younger guy that was sitting in front of an older guy, and the older guy is a veteran, and the younger guy was sitting during the national anthem, and the older guy said, stand up or I'm going to smack you. And the younger guy kept sitting. And then eventually the older guy smacked him. And this is, of course, caught on video. There were some people around him that were like, hey, man, that's not cool what you just did. And
I believe he threatened to smack all of them as well.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
I'm pretty sure that's what I caught at the end of it.
He's like, I'll smack everybody. Just a serial smacker. And so this has become a very controversial subject. I mean, and this is not just a local conversation that's happening. This has ended up everywhere. It's on TMZ. My mom mentioned it. She saw it where she is in Florida. And I was like, oh, it's made it to Florida.
Oh, 100%.
I guess that there, what's the good thing is that there's a conclusion. But
he
it's not a pretty journey. No, he's not in jail.
Oh.
So there's a lot of conversation about it being assault. It is an assault. And you know, there's conversation about that being disrespectful. And then there's conversation about that being this guy's right, his freedom to choose to sit during the national anthem.
I think three things can be true at once.
Right.
I think that this guy can have the right to sit down if he wanted to, which he wanted to.
Yeah.
I think that the veteran can be disrespected by the fact that this guy didn't want to stand up. That is also valid.
Yeah.
And
maybe you can, maybe the veteran could, you know, speak and stand up for himself in that way.
And it can also still be assault that right. he smacked yeah. him in the head.
Yeah, I think once you physically attack somebody, that you've crossed a line, obviously. What a controversial thing this is.
Right, like I genuinely think all three things can be true at the same time. I could tell you one thing, though. If I was sitting during the national anthem, which I haven't, but like if I was and someone smacked me, they would be in jail.
Oh, yeah, you'd smack them back.
Yes, but also like I would.
You would press charges.
Or because you don't put your hands on anybody. Like I thought we'd learn that.
Right. Well, so the younger guy stands up after he gets smacked and stood there for the rest of the national anthem, and then the younger guy bought the older guy a beer. And then they had a conversation, and they talked about what the national anthem represents for each of them. The veteran, obviously, he, you know, was in the military, and, you know, he expressed that he had friends who had died in service.
Right, and I completely to this country. And, understand
yeah,
that. Yeah.
And then the younger guy, you know, I don't know the full extent of his argument, but he had his reasoning for him feeling like he didn't want to stand for the national anthem at this point in time.
Right.
So it's a very interesting debate. And to see the comment sections online, they're just wild.
I try not to look at the comment sections on those things anymore because this is obviously such a divisive conversation, you know? Like,
sure, yeah. And it's a trying time.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of... In the political climate right now, there's just a lot of aggressive opinions and... Not that there shouldn't be aggressive opinions, but people aren't getting along.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating subject. I guess I'm glad that they had a beer and had a chance to have a conversation.
I wish that they could have just had the conversation
without an assault happening.
Yeah. Without anybody getting smacked around. I've just been so much of a like mind my own type of person that like. I genuinely don't think I would have even noticed if the person next to me was sitting down.
I'm such a mind my own business kind of person too. And maybe I'll have a judgment on things, but I would never just like smack someone or, yeah, it's just weird behavior.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Don't put your hands on people. But I want to say I'm glad they sorted it out.
Yeah.
I would have sorted it out quite differently.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we actually weren't at the so we were at that game. Like I said, we weren't there for the national anthem because we're always.
So you also didn't stand.
I probably was sitting in the car at that particular moment in time. We're always running late, scrambling to get places.
You got a baby.
We got a kid. Smoke and Carla mornings, commercial free. It's B96 at B96 Chicago. We are streaming the show live on Instagram, so you can see the Moog and Carla mornings as well.
Yeah.
In B96. And I want to know at 877-591-9696, when was the last time you got into a fight as an adult? Please call and share the story because mine almost happened last night. Mm-hmm.
Like a defined fight because I mean, people can get in scream matches.
I yelled at someone's kid and then the dad got mad at me.
Oh, why would you do that?
Now, hold on. Let me explain myself. And I think the parentals, hopefully will understand. Hopefully you'll understand, too. So we went to one of the parks. I won't say which park.
Because it's your neighborhood park. Okay.
Sure. On the north side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because of what happened. it was a long day. And then I went and picked my daughter up from daycare. And then we were like, let's go to the park. Splash pad was on.
Sure.
She loves the splash pad. She loves to just walk around and, you know. All the little tots do.
You have a toddler. She's 2 years old. She wants to play.
And
so far, so good.
So far, so good. We're just having a time, right? And this little kid, probably around, if I had to put a number on it, I'd probably say 7.
Okay, so a child.
Rides his bike into the splash pad. Just kind of comes out of nowhere into the splash pad and is driving in a circle. And me and my wife look at each other like, eh. Like, where's this kid's parents? Because there's all these little kids in the splash pad.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, this kid, because of the water that was spraying out of the thing, had his eyes closed and mows over my daughter and knocks her down with his bike. And so, here I come. I just couldn't help myself. And I didn't hurt this kid, for the record. I said, hey, really loudly. and spooked the kid.
Yeah.
And I said, you can't be riding your bike in this area. This is all little kids in here. And he took his bike and ran away.
Right.
And I was making sure that my daughter was okay. She's like screaming, crying. She scraped up her knee. She got blasted by this kid on the bike. It really upset me.
No, I understand, because like that's your daughter. She just got hurt.
And now I want to be clear. I didn't swear at this kid. I said, hey, twice.
Hey.
And I think, I know you see me and you see such kind light eyes. I think this kid saw like darkness. I think he saw a big scary man who was upset.
Well, you are big scary man when you're seven.
Yeah. And that's not a flex, by the way. So anyway, a few minutes later, Dahlia, my daughter, she's okay. And my wife says, hey, that kid is like sobbing, crying. And I'm like, oh, no, now I feel bad that this kid is crying.
Because he's a kid, you know? So, like, yeah. I think in a 7-year-old's brain, you don't think, oh, there are small children here. I should not ride my bike.
It wasn't malicious.
Yeah.
But I did need to interject. He hurt my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me walk over there. I see he's talking to his dad. And so, like, I'm going to go.
First things first, how tall is his dad? can we size him up?
Taller than I am.
Okay.
But he wasn't, like, scary.
Okay.
Like, I could take him. And I figured that. I could probably take him. So I walk over there and I go, hey, I just want to let you know that my daughter, she's okay. Everything's fine. Just, it would be nice if you didn't ride your bike through the splash pad.
Yeah.
And the dad gets heated. And the dad was like, did you yell at my kid? And I go, hey, your kid ran my daughter over with his bike. And he's like, but it's not your kid. It's not your kid to yell at. And so he got heated. And I was like, okay. All right.
Did you respond to this?
I said, tell your kid then not to ride his bike into the splash pad. There are lots of little kids over there. And it sounded like it was going to get heated. It de-escalated. The kid cried for a little while.
Yeah.
And then before I knew it, he was bouncing on some other toy.
Right.
Something on the playground.
Kids always be bouncing back.
Yeah. But I was like, man, this could have gone to blows.
Do you have ops now?
I might. Yeah, probably do in this life. And I thought, I'm glad that it didn't turn into a physical altercation. I don't want that. I'm sure this guy doesn't want that. You're out there with your kids. You're not looking to get into fights with people. But, it did upset him that somebody else would yell at his kid. But also, watch your kid.
Right. Your kid ran over my kid.
Yeah. And you were at the swings with your other kid. Now, I understand it's hard when you got two kids.
Right?
But, like, come on now.
I get you being upset because that's your little girl. Like, trust me, I do. But I also understand the dad being like, why are you yelling at my kid when he's just a kid that's playing on the playground?
Now try having your two-and-a-half-year-old daughter over by some bike.
No, I don't know, but I'm trying to see both sides.
Yeah, none of it's good. None of it's good. And the kid didn't mean any harm.
I know. It's just
a bad situation. My daughter's okay. His kid's okay. He's okay. We all moved on with our lives. We didn't shake hands and kiss and make up.
No, but
it just sort of ended. But yeah. So we didn't fight. But I was like, oh damn, there's a chance that this would have been a fight. Now that would have been such. I was like, I always think of, like, what's. I could tell the story on the radio. If it had been a fight, it would have been a cooler story.
Right.
And I'm sorry that it wasn't.
Actually, I think it would have been a fight. I don't know if you would have wanted to tell it on the radio.
I would. You know what? I feel more comfortable telling you and the people of Chicago stories than, like, my own family.
Oh, okay. Hey, like, that's good. Yeah. You trust
I have no shame. If I got beat up, I would come in and go, I got beat up. I'm down bad. 877-591-9696. When did you get in a fight as an adult? Would love to hear your story right now. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96. We want to know, when's the last time that you got into a fight as an adult? 877-591-9696. Nick in Chicago, you got in a fight inside a Walgreens, huh?
I did. And I wasn't going to tell anybody about this because I'm 50 years old. And you just don't want, it's not something you would share. So why not share it with the whole city of Chicago?
Was this a recent fight inside of Walgreens?
Yeah, it was a couple of Saturdays ago at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I went there to get some dog food and treats for my dog. Just a normal day.
Mm-hmm.
It was right over on North Avenue and Western, so we don't have a lot of static over there, right? It's pretty. Everybody's always, But I'm in Walgreens. We're all standing in a long line, and this guy is like walking through and just goes up to the shelf and just starts stealing things, put things in his bag.
Oh, no.
USB cards or something. And the staff sees him, and the staff is this little Mexican lady, and she's like trying to grab the bag from him, saying, no, you can't take that stuff. And then he pulls out a weapon, which looked like a knife.
Oh, boy.
And I'm standing right there. I'm like 2 feet away, and I'm like, uh-oh. And he starts saying he's going to kill, I'll kill you.
All right.
I'm like, you need to put the weapon down.
Yeah, this is intense.
So you're trying to step in to de-escalate this because you don't want anything to happen to the worker. I mean, they're just clocked in.
Right.
Right. I was going to mind my own business. This was a shoplifting thing, but when he pulled out the weapon and started saying he's going to kill everybody,
and
I'm standing right there, that's when I'm like, uh-oh. So we go, so me and him start, I'm like facing him, and I pushed her she stepped to the side. I'm like getting all worked up even telling a story. It was like,
yeah, I'm like, careful, don't swear while you're telling this story. Just do us that favor. But so you ended up in a physical fight with this guy?
Right, so he's threatening to kill me, but it wasn't a knife, it was a corkscrew he had in his hand. It's a weapon, and if he gets you in the neck, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm walking him out the store. I got everybody following me, and I'm like, you need to put the weapon down. And he's like, let me go, or I'll kill you. And I'm like, well, you're not going anywhere. The cops are coming. You're going to jail today. And he went and come at me with the swing at me with the weapon.
Yeah,
I threw a leg kick. And his leg went flying in the air, and then he landed on his back.
Damn.
And then I got on top of him, grabbed him by the hair, and we held him there until the cops showed up.
Wow, that's commitment.
Let me just say that you told that story so, like, vividly.
Yeah.
I feel like I was in the cash register line with you.
And you won the fight.
Apparently,
not
yes.
That that's what it's about. And you were the hero that saved the day. I'm glad you were there for those cash, for the cashier or whoever the employees there were at Walgreens, because that's a scary situation. And you know what? I've worked in retail, and the pressure that you get about loss prevention is so annoying, because you're like, you're a big corporation and you're willing to put me in this dangerous situation and you want me to confront people who are stealing things. By the way, if I worked in retail again today at the adult age I am now, I would say have fun with whatever it is that you take.
You could steal anything from me because I'm not risking my life.
When I was a teenager, they would be like, confront them. Yeah. And so, and then if you didn't, you'd get in trouble.
This guy went from retail theft to multiple felonies with a weapon.
So he's put away for a little bit.
Yeah, well, the police show up, and I love the Chicago police. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
And they show up, and they're like, good job. He's going to jail, and a detective will be in touch with you. I'm like, so now they want me to go and testify and all that.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What a mess. This is quite the fight. All right. We got to run, Nick, but thank you so much for sharing that story, and thanks for being the hero that day.
Yeah, you really helped the staff out that day. I'm sure it was a little bit scary for the workers.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I've listened to you guys my whole life. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Nick, have a great day. Real quick, we'll take Christina in Bolingbrook, this conversation about when did you get into a fight happened because of an incident that happened at the park where I had to raise my voice at somebody else's kid because their kid ran over my daughter with their bike.
And then their parent raised their voice at you.
Yeah, it turned into a whole mess. Now, Christina in Bolingbrook, you've done that. It's gone down at the park for you too, huh?
It has. Never physical, like you said. But you have kids, especially you have teenagers that'll go to the park. Like the older kids, and they're not paying attention to the younger kids that are going down the slides and everything. And either the parents aren't there or they're not paying attention. They're on their phone usually.
Yeah.
And I work in the school bus industry, so I'm around kids all the time. And it used to be old school. It was the village that raised kids. Another mom in the neighborhood, you have to say something to correct them. You yell at them a little. It sounded like you were just saying, hey, to get their attention. So you could correct them. There shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Even teachers in the school nowadays.
Now it's met with, like, don't talk to my kid. Like, you know what? That's a good point.
Right. And they're growing up. Kids are kids. Like you said, it's going to happen. But sometimes it takes another adult to do that. And it shouldn't be the mentality of, oh, you yelled at my kid. No.
Well,
kids so they grow up to be a human being.
You make a good point. And not to say that I'm completely immune to this. Usually when I'm at the, I have a very young child also, so I can't just like be on my phone in the same way.
Yeah.
If you have like an 8 or 9 year old, they can kind of run around and do their own thing and you can scroll while you're at the park. Yep. But there is a lot of like, parents are completely checked out in situations where you're like, hey, could you watch your kid?
I'm really curious.
Yeah, my kids are grown now, but yeah.
Christina, when's the last time that you had to, I guess, parent someone else's kid? Like, can you remember?
So I just did this summer. My youngest is 16, but he has autism. And at the pool, there's a big, the lifeguards are almost kids themselves. They try really hard, but not all the kids listen. And you'll have kids throwing footballs or slapping around, you know, horsing around, which I get it, they're kids. And then you correct them and, you know, try to give, you know.
And then 2 minutes later, they're back at it.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. Well, so, you know what? Thank you for being part of the village.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
I wish everybody else would too.
Yeah. Well, have a great day, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, Christina. You know, Moog, I do wonder if the day ever comes that somebody talks to your kid and tells them what to do, if you what your energy is going to be like.
I guess it depends on what my kid does.
Okay. Your kid ran over another little kid?
I would apologize to the parent on behalf of my
kid. You're a good guy.
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and welcome to the Guess the Restaurant game, where we give each other a restaurant. I guess we have a restaurant is how it should be positioned. And the other one has to guess what that restaurant is. Now, Ahmad has given both me and Carla lists of restaurants to choose from. And we're going to basically ask questions until we can figure out how long it is.
Yes.
And so, Ahmad, you're going to time how long it takes each of us to get the other person's restaurant.
Uh-huh. And whoever does it the fastest is the winner each round.
Okay. So, I think, Carla, you should go first in terms of picking a restaurant.
Okay. I have my first restaurant.
Okay. Right. So, is your restaurant a fast food restaurant?
No.
Is your restaurant a sit-down restaurant?
Yes.
Is your restaurant a fancy restaurant?
No.
Is your restaurant Chili's?
Yes!
Oh! Hey.
Is it really?
Moog with the 14 seconds.
All right. Cool.
Okay. All right, Carla, you got to beat 14 seconds.
Okay. Is your restaurant fast food?
It could be considered fast food.
Okay. Is your restaurant logo colors red?
Yes. Red is in the logo colors.
Okay. Do they sell burgers?
Yes.
Do they have a mascot?
Yes.
Is the mascot a king?
No.
Okay. Is it a chain?
Yes.
Do they also sell ice cream?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
In some forms, yeah, like they sell shakes.
Oh, Dairy Queen. Is your place Dairy Queen? No. You said they do have a mascot. Is the mascot an animal?
15 seconds left.
It is an animal.
Have we been there together?
I don't know that we have. I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. And it has a mascot, and there's red in the logo?
There's red in the logo.
Is it Wendy's?
It's not. I think you're thinking too nationally.
Oh, okay. We'll pull back.
Yeah.
Do they have a location downtown?
Yes.
Is it Garrett's? No.
Nope.
We're at a minute and 15 seconds. Okay.
Garrett's is not it's Portillo's.
Oh.
So Moog takes round one by a minute and 4 seconds.
First of all, pause. Uh-huh. Portillo's is way harder than Chili's.
How?
That's the one he picked.
I just guessed.
Fine.
All right. You pick another restaurant.
I've picked
it. Again, this is the Guess the Restaurant game.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play along in your car. See how long it takes you. All right, you got your next restaurant?
I do.
Is it a fast casual restaurant?
You asked that yesterday. What does that mean?
That means like Chipotle is fast casual.
No. No.
Okay. Is it a chain?
Yes.
It is a chain. Is it Taco Bell?
No.
Okay. Is it McDonald's?
No.
Okay. Do they sell hamburgers?
No.
Do they sell hot dogs?
No.
Do they sell specific ethnic food?
Not technically.
Is it Long John Silver's?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. You said it is. It would be considered fast food?
No.
Oh, it's not. Oh, no. This is a sit-down restaurant.
Yes.
Okay. Is it Applebee's? Is it Olive Garden?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do they sell ham?
On some of their
is
products.
It a breakfast restaurant?
No.
Okay. What would some of those products? If on some of their products, they sell ham.
Yeah.
Is there spam?
No.
Okay. So it's not a Hawaiian food restaurant.
No.
Oh man.
You've really gone way off the rails. Okay. On this.
All right. So what do I know? What do I remember? Is that it's a sit down restaurant?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
It's not Applebee's.
Right.
We already did Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a local chain?
Yes, very popular here in Chicago.
It's very popular here in Chicago, but is it a Chicago chain?
Yes.
I'm running out of questions.
The ham one should have gave you a hint.
The ham one?
There is ham on some of their products as well as...
What? No.
Oh, okay. Not a mod being like, you don't just have
ham on some of their products.
At a minute and 42 seconds.
Okay, then just tell me.
Giordano's.
Oh.
Yeah, because
okay.
There is some ham on their products.
On like the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
It's harder. It's hard when it's not Chili's.
Yeah. I was just lucky on the Chili's one.
Okay. I'm excited now.
All right, last one.
All right, let's see.
And go.
Okay. Does it have blue on the logo?
No.
Does it have red on the logo?
No.
Does it have yellow on the logo?
Yes.
Okay. Yellow on the logo. Is it fast food?
No.
No fast food. Do you sit down at this restaurant?
Yes, you do.
Sit down. Do they sell Italian food?
Yeah. Italian. Actually, not exclusively, but they do sell Italian food.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
In fact, I won't give any more.
No, yeah. Is it a chain?
Yes.
Chain. Okay. Do they have coffee here?
I'm sure, yeah. At least an espresso at the end of your meal.
Espresso at the end of your meal. Espresso and Italian. Is that Olive Garden?
No.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Not exclusively Italian.
Okay. Is it Applebee's?
Nope.
Okay. Why do we keep saying Applebee's? Do they have locations here downtown?
There is at least one downtown, yeah.
Okay, one downtown.
There's one in a very prominent location downtown.
Navy Pier?
No.
Oh. The Loop?
Nope.
On Michigan Ave?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is it,
you have 40 seconds until he beats you.
Is it a threat? And it's on Michigan Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come on, ask me some questions.
I know, I'm trying. Do they have a mascot?
I don't think they have a mascot, no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they serve Italian food?
Amongst other interesting foods. A lot of foods, in fact.
A lot, so many?
Yeah. 10 seconds.
I can't.
They have a massive menu.
Cheesecake Factory!
Cheesecake Factory! Hey,
just in time, a minute and 44.
Now, did I give it to you?
You did.
Yes.
You did.
Because who has a bigger menu than the Cheesecake Factory?
Literally nobody.
Absolutely.
It's like it goes the Bible and then the Cheesecake Factory. That was so long.
So I would say very good. We'll just say good. Yeah.
Good.
All right. So who won the game?
You both tied. You beat her the first round. She beat you the second.
All right. Who can crush Carla for a chance to win $1,000? Call now to make your attempt. 877-591-9696. Can't Crush Carla is next on
B96. B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Hello to Diana in Shorewood. What's up, Diana?
Diana.
Hello.
Hey.
You ready to crush Carla, win yourself $1,000?
Oh, I think so. I don't know, but she's pretty good. I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie.
She is pretty good, but she's not undefeated, I'll tell you that. Why don't you start by throwing Carla out of here so that you can give it your best shot?
Carla, can you get out of the room, please?
Yes, I can, but I have to come back. Is that okay?
I suppose, I guess. But not to get crushed by... I'm going to crush you this time, okay?
There you go.
I believe in you.
All right, so it's going to be 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. We'll get you that $1,000. All right, here we go. We'll start with question number 1. Alondria and Nick from Love Island USA have broken up, according to multiple sources. Which season of Love Island did those two couple up on?
Oh, God, I was hoping you wouldn't give me a Love Island question. I don't know. I'll just guess.
See, 5. Okay, question number 2. Taco Bell is offering $1 enchiladas and nacho fries to win back customers after they were linked to the Cyclospora outbreak. Which brand of lettuce did Taco Bell have to get rid of in all of its restaurants?
I believe it's called the Taylor. Taylor Farms or something like that.
All right, question number 3. 16 years ago today, One Direction was formed on X Factor. Who was the first member of the band to go solo?
Neil something.
Question number 4. Charlie XCX will be releasing her album Music, Fashion, Film this Friday. Fans are speculating that she'll perform the album in its entirety during her Lollapalooza set next week. Which day will Charlie XCX be headlining Lollapalooza?
Saturday.
Question number 5. Jennifer Aniston's dropped out of the TV adaptation of Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, due to scheduling conflicts. Which actor did Jennifer Aniston marry in the year 2000?
Ben Affleck.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. We're going to ask her the same 5 questions. While she's on the way in, you have been to over 10 countries in your life. Is that including this
I
one?
I have. No, not including the U.S. technically. Uh-huh.
So of all the countries that you visited, which was your favorite?
Amsterdam. And Ireland. I mean, they tell you how green it is, but it's truly green. Like,
I ended up in Ireland by accident last year because we had a layover and then our flight was canceled. And I just want to go live my whole life in Ireland. It was so beautiful. The people are just friendly and having a good time. They're drinking beers at 10 a.m. Like, what a vibe Ireland is.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Great.
And what was your least favorite country?
I feel like a lot of people say it, but France.
Oh, interesting.
You know, pretty as people. Like, I mean, it's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. And their culture is beautiful, but... I think there's prettier places. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, don't listen. Carla's getting ready to go.
I'm going to France in like 2 months. So thanks for that. thanks for that, Nana.
You're beautiful. You'll love it.
But she's also going to Italy.
So I'll offset it with something nicer.
All right. Welcome back, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer to tell you, only 1 correct for Diana.
Oh, no, Diana.
I'm sorry.
She was taking
hopefully
some guesses.
Okay.
Question number 1. Alondria and Nick from Love Island USA have broken up, according to multiple sources.
Nick Alondria.
Which season of Love Island did they couple up on?
What season am I watching right now? Were they on season 6?
No. They were on season 7. So neither of you got that correct. Question number 2.
I've only watched like 3 seasons, so I think in my head I'm like 1, 2, 3.
All right, question number 2. Taco Bell is offering $1 enchiladas and nacho fries to win back customers after they were linked to the Cyclospora outbreak. Which brand of lettuce did Taco Bell have to get rid of in all of its restaurants?
Taylor Farms. Which I think I saw somewhere else that they ended up getting a false positive, and so it wasn't actually them.
They got a false positive, but apparently that doesn't mean, like, negative.
Oh.
There's still a lot of testing, I guess, that needs to be done, so they're not out of the woods yet.
I ate a bag salad the other day.
Oh, look at you. That's daring, considering that you are linked to somebody who has been
currently has Cyclospora.
Question number 3. 16 years ago today, One Direction was formed on X Factor. Who was the first member of the band to go solo?
My guy, Zayn.
That's right. Zayn Malik, he went solo first. Now, you had guessed, you were trying to say Niall Horan, but she was like, Neil something? But Zayn is actually the answer. Question number 4. Charlie XCX will be releasing her album Music, Fashion, Film this Friday. Fans are speculating that she'll perform the album in its entirety during her Lollapalooza set next week.
That would be wild.
I don't even know if it would be great if she did that. It's all brand new music.
Right. I always feel some type of way about that, especially because, like, her whole Brett Summer thing was just so big that I would imagine seeing it on a Lollapalooza stage would be iconic.
Would be epic, yeah.
Yeah.
The question, though, which day will Charli XCX be headlining Lollapalooza?
She is on Friday.
That's right. She's Friday.
Lord is Thursday. She's Friday.
Question,
Tate McRae is Sunday.
Question number five. Jennifer Aniston has dropped out of the TV adaptation of Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, due to scheduling conflicts. Which actor did Jennifer Aniston marry in the year 2000?
She probably dated someone like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it was Brad Pitt that she married. And when she married Brad Pitt on the first episode of the sixth season of Friends, they, you know how they had the cast in the song? They put Pitt after all of their last names.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, just like they did when Courtney Cox married David Arquette. So,
oh, I like that. You know so much about the show Friends.
I do. I got a little... Well, database back there. 1, 2, 3, 4 for Carla, just one for Diana and Shorewood, unfortunately. And you know what that means, Diana?
I'm Diana from Shorewood, and I couldn't crush Carla, but I will next time.
Not today. So we're going to do this again tomorrow as we kick off the weekend. It'll be another chance to win $1,000. But we appreciated having you on, Diana, and we hope that you have a wonderful day.
You guys, too. Thank you.
And a fun time traveling wherever you go next.
Yes, I will not be seeing you in France.
As it turns out.
Have fun in France.
Girl.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Lana is in Norwich Park and seems to think that her boyfriend is into her for all the wrong reasons. What could that mean?
Moog, I seriously think this guy is only dating me because he likes my family.
Oh, so he wants to be with your family.
Oh, that's sad for you, but kind of such a win for the fam.
Yeah, explain what you mean. Tell us your story. Obviously, you're the one that's dating him.
Yeah, we started dating when he first moved to Chicago and he didn't have many friends.
Okay.
And I felt bad, so I started bringing him to some of my family game nights and barbecues, you know. And he really is a charming and sweet guy, so everybody completely loved him.
Yeah.
You know, my uncles love talking sports with him, and all the aunties think he's just so handsome.
Okay. And so...
And at first I like got a kick out of it. I kind of liked the attention.
Sure.
But now I'm starting to feel like I'm dating one of my cousins.
Oh, so you're saying, like, the vibe is so family that he's just becoming your family.
Exactly. And, you know, romance is kind of dead. I don't know why, really. And whenever I suggest that we could maybe do something different on family night, he gets all like he frowns, like he's like a little kid who got told you can't have McDonald's tonight again, you know.
So you're saying you feel like he's not so much into being in a relationship with you. He really enjoys being around your family. I will say I have been the guy before who I really liked this girl's group of friends, but I didn't really like her.
Oh, no.
And so I stuck around longer than I maybe should have because I wasn't very... I've kind of been this guy where I was not overly romantically interested in her. But I was like, what a great group of friends. I want them to be my friends.
Yeah.
And ultimately, that did not end the way she wanted it to or the way that I ended it, you know, wanted it to. But we don't necessarily know that that's his motivation. Maybe he really likes you, but also really likes the family.
Maybe. I don't know.
What makes you feel like he doesn't like you? Like you, I think you mentioned he's not super affectionate, but it's not family game night every night. How is he the other days of the week?
Fine, but it doesn't, it's like I said, romance. Like there's not really any romance. It's not like we do romantic things, you know, or he takes me on these romantic candlelit dinner dates or anything like that.
Is that what you want?
Well, I wouldn't mind some of that. At least I would feel more like I'm in a relationship, like I have an actual boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And then so, you know, what happens if you break up? Who keeps the family?
Like,
do you get ostracized from the family, excommunicated? Or?
They like him too, right?
They love him. I mean, oh my gosh. And I feel like if we break up, I'm going to have to hear about it for the rest of my life. You know, my family's going to make me feel guilty. Where is that guy? We loved him. Yeah. Why didn't you bring him around anymore? But, you know, at the same time, like, I don't want it to end either. But he's just getting too close to my family for comfort.
So, you know, if you're just joining us, it's Lana in Norwich Park who... Well, her boyfriend seems to really love being around her family, and her family really loves him, but there's no romance in the relationship. Can this relationship be a match, or is it a mistake? Can you find a way to... How long has this relationship been a thing?
Almost a year.
So you're a year in, and there's no romance. Can you take a relationship that doesn't have romance and make it romantic from that kind of starting point? Or is this just a mistake? Would love to hear from the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia at 877-591-9696. To me, it almost sounds platonic, but I could be way wrong.
Yeah, I do want to ask you this, Lana. Would you be willing to stay friends with him in a way that he could still
be part of the family?
Hang out.
Oh, my gosh.
No, huh?
No.
Nah, I don't think you should.
Okay, again, is this a match? Can this be a match? Or is this just... There's just no romance, and it's a mistake. 877-591-9696.
Now it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696.
Lana is on Match or Mistake today. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Match or Mistake, by the way, is brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. Now, Lana is in a relationship with this guy, and she's starting to feel like he's more into her family than he is into her. The relationship is starting to feel not so sexy, and it's starting to feel like he's like really enjoys being around her family. And he's like, you're great. When are we going to hang out with everybody else?
Yeah, and she's like, wait, you don't want to just have a date night? He's like, not at the fam's whipping up a barbecue. And it's, you know, she's like, okay.
Some sort of unsexy about that. And she wonders, is he just like with me because he likes and enjoys spending time around my family? Can this relationship be a match, or is it a mistake? Now, Jessica's in Northwest Indiana and has a little bit of insight on this. You say it could be a match, and why is that?
I think that it could be a match because I've been in a relationship where it was next to impossible to spend time with my family, talk to them on the phone even, you know. And I've got a current boyfriend now after being with someone for 13 years, and I think it's awesome how much he loves being around my family. Wow. He's not the most romantic of guys, but he still makes me feel special. The fact that he even wants to be around my family is so cool to me because I'm not being... You know, just like tolerated. And we don't see my family that much, but when it is, it's always a good time. So I wouldn't give up on it yet. That's my point.
Does your family live here?
I wouldn't give up on it just yet. Yeah, my family lives around me. Most of them.
Interesting.
I do like this perspective because I think it's a huge problem when your significant other and your family doesn't get along. That I would imagine them getting along is probably way less of a headache and the type of thing that you're like, well,
my ex would have to be within earshot of a phone call with my mother, you know, just to make sure I'm not saying anything that, you know, like, oh my gosh, that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable and controlly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So now this one, he's like, oh my gosh, I love joking with your family. We have a great time. I can't wait to get away from my family, but I enjoy being with yours. I just wouldn't give up on it yet. That's my opinion.
I appreciate that.
And that's true. Sometimes some people don't get along well with their family. And so when they find a partner whose family they enjoy, they're like, oh, this is something that I could be a part of.
Yeah, and it starts to feel like you have a bigger family.
Yeah. Oh, I like this perspective, Jessica.
I missed my family and I got him back now, and it's awesome.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Jessica, and have a great day.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a good day.
So, Lana, it's your life. What do you think? Is there any way that, you know, this could be a match, or do you think it's a mistake?
Gosh. I guess, you know, we do get along really well, and he's really sweet to me. It's not like he's a jerk to me at all.
Right. Right, and he gets along well with your family. I mean, these are good things. You just got to force some romance into this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to make, you know, it takes two to tango. I'm going to make an effort. Maybe he'll come home and I'll be the one that has cooked the romantic dinner and I'll light some candles and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Put some Usher on in the background and sex it up.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you may need to kind of take charge of the romantic part of this relationship, and that's a bummer, and it's not something that should be all on you, and maybe a little bit of conversation of like, hey, I need you to woo me a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just my family.
Right, exactly, yeah. I feel like he's already wooed them. He's got them.
Yeah.
But you guys have been together almost a year. Sometimes you fall into a little routine. Just remind him that there's a whole lot of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on family game night.
Well, I'm glad you're going to stick it out. And I hope it works out with you guys. And we wish you the best.
Thank you so much. B96, show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minute Man.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minute Man. All right, we got a whole crew playing today. We got Jesus and his daughters, Haley and Callista, are going to be playing. They're from Glen Ellyn. Are you guys ready to win $1,000 today?
Yeah, good morning. Ellie and Calista.
Hey, let's make it happen for you guys. $1,000 if you get all 10 of these trivia questions correct, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. We'll start with, what type of job did Judge Judy have?
She's a judge.
Correct. What time is 12:30?
12:30.
Correct. What kind of cracker? What kind of cracker is used in s'mores?
Cracker.
Correct. What kind of animal is a quail?
Bird.
Correct. What does a phlebotomist do?
Draw blood.
That's correct. Halfway there. What did Hank Hill sell on King of the Hill?
Propane.
That's correct. Who sings the song Beady Beady Bum Bum?
Selena.
Correct. Who invented airplanes?
The Wright brothers.
That's correct. Who won Best Actor at the Oscars this year?
Oh, man.
Yes. All right. Where's Machu Picchu located? We ran out of time.
Peru. You did get that right. Yeah. Machu Picchu is in Peru. But
so the only one you didn't get was who won Best Actor at the Oscars this year?
He's also won Sexiest Man Alive in My Heart for the last 5. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, and he's actually won Sexiest Man Alive. Yes. Michael B. Jordan,
that handsome.
Yeah, for the vampire movie.
Yeah, what is it, Sinister? No.
Well, I don't know, but you guys were literally one shy of the $1,000 today. I'm so sorry.
We appreciate the try. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so good, though.
Exceptional work, and we invite you to try back. We do this every single weekday at 8:40 for a chance to win $1,000.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
So now our request is that you take over our job and you share something going on in your world.
Yeah, here, have the mic, have the whole show.
Yeah.
Because we want you to share anything that's good, that's happening in your life. Like maybe you just got accepted into a master's program, or maybe you finally got rid of your toe fungus. I don't know.
Yeah.
My dad has struggled with this for like 20 years. So
That's so specific.
I imagine that getting rid of it would be like a hurrah.
Little victory. So little victories is what we call it. And it's anything that you feel like celebrating, whether it's a master's degree or toe fungus.
Getting rid of your toe fungus.
Yeah, specifically.
Somebody out there is like, no, it is really hard to get rid of.
Yeah. Or anything in between. We want to hear about it and we'll celebrate it. Coming up next on B96. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefeller. Call now and share those little victories with us. Big or small, we want to celebrate it all.
Yes. If you've got something good to share, then come on down to your
friends that care.
Yeah. Look at us finishing each other's
sentences.
Yeah.
All right. It's B96. It's Moog and Carla mornings. We'll start with, oh, by the way, if you want to call now and share that little victory, the phone number is 877-591-9696. So Nate is in Chicago. What's your little victory?
I finally got a promotion at work. I've been angling for it and interviewing for it and trying to convince my boss for like 6 months, and we finally got it checked off.
Oh,
that's great.
Well,
when did they tell you?
When did they tell me?
Mm-hmm.
This morning.
Oh, to this brand new information. So what?
It's a fresh new victory.
Well, can we ask what line of work this is?
I do like data for a big corporation. So like now I'm going to be instead of, you know, doing the data, I'm going to be managing people who do the data and like implementing a lot more like projects. And, wow. And now I have to ask one less person for permission when it's time to move the chain forward on a big project. And
very exciting.
And this is all so vague, but I also like completely understand you not wanting to tell us exactly where you work.
I also think like, what did I get? 7 a.m. Congrats promotion, but really congrats. That's huge. And you've been gunning for it for a long time. You said you had been kind of, trying and bugging your manager. In what way? Were you like sending him emails? Were you like taking him out for coffee and going, you know what? I really think I would do great with the promotion.
Well, I put together a whole proposal deck. And I tell you, I love my boss. But when he's trying to figure out the right way to say something to someone else, like above him, he'll take forever. So like it was like, I just kind of had to check in and be like, hey, is there any movement on this? You guys did so-and-so, did your boss, her name's Cassandra. I don't know why I said so-and-so, but I was like, did Cassandra enjoy the presentation? Did she have questions?
Is there anything else? Not the government name.
Yeah.
Right.
So you had to push your boss to push their boss.
Yeah.
You are a squeaky wheel, but you know what? That works.
Yeah, and it worked out for you. Well, congratulations on that promotion, and we appreciate you for sharing that with us.
Oh, my God, I'm pumped.
Does it come with a raise?
Hell yeah, it does.
Hell yeah, all right.
All right, that's the best part.
And an office.
Oh, and a new office?
Yeah,
What do you do? We just lost our office.
Well, we're not analyzing data.
No, that's
true. Or managing
anyone.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Appreciate you for sharing that little victory with us. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
Up next on Little Victories, Angel in Yorkville, who is about to go through a major, massive life change with this victory. And that is?
Having twins.
Oh, my God.
You're having twins. What? Okay, so first let me ask you, do you already have any kids or is your first kid two kids?
Well, I have three kids. I have a 10-year-old, a 4- and a 5-year-old. I have Irish twins already.
Yeah. So, and now, so these are twins. So you're about to, man, that Jewel Osco bill is going to go insane.
Don't scare him.
We just built the Costco over here, so I'm a big time member. So
executive member.
Oh, Angel, well, this is so exciting. I mean, twins. Do you know the gender of the babies yet?
Yes, identical girls.
Identical girls. This is so exciting. And when do they do?
August 10th.
August. Oh, man. That's like...
That's literally
a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
That's insane.
Yep.
That's so exciting and so fun, though.
We're trying to get everything ready for them.
Yeah. Are you ready? I mean, because you've got kids. I mean, it's been a few years since you've had a baby now. Are you prepared for all that again?
Starting to get ready.
Yeah.
I'm getting myself back into... working out again, trying to get back into flow, so I'm trying to get back into shape so I can be there 100%.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to be running after two toddlers at the same time.
I feel you. Look, Angel, my wife is pregnant right now, and my daughter is 2.5, and she'll sleep for 12 hours straight. And so we're not used to that life anymore of like, every 2 hours you're awake and
feeding baby,
doing diapers and... Yeah. So sending you all the love. Congratulations on that, man. And thank you for sharing that little victory with us. And I know you're not going to be thinking about it when you're in the hospital, but at some time when it's appropriate afterwards, call us and give us the update. We want to hear when those twins come into this world, okay?
I will. We already have names picked out. We're all ready to go.
Oh, care to share?
Yes. My mind just went blank. It's Ariana Renee and Eliana Elena.
All right. Ariana and Eliana.
Yes. I was like, that was four names that you just gave and it confused me. Are you ever afraid that you might, like, forget which twin is which?
No. So we're planning on doing pink and purple. So Ellie
is going to be pink and Ari's going to be purple.
Amazing.
Until April Fool's Day when you mix them up. Never going to back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So we're hoping maybe one. We don't know if both of them are going to have blue eyes or brown eyes, but we hope one has green or one has blue and one has brown.
You hope you find an identifiable character.
Good luck. I'll tell you this. Yeah. At 2 a.m., it's not going to matter.
Nope.
You're just going to be feeding them.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Well, congratulations to you and your family, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate
all
you
right,
guys.
Angel, you too, and have a wonderful day.
How about catching a vibe down in Tinley Park? Talking about...